It's Monday, November 21st, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the What's Shaving News podcast, powered by SharpOlogist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving for everyone out there in the USA. Thanksgiving is this coming Thursday, so I hope everybody has a great holiday, happy and safe, and make sure you eat a lot, put it that way. You deserve it. It's been a long year. It's getting cold up there up north. It's cold here in South Florida, too. It was in the 60s the other day, so where everybody had their coats on, including me. So, so everybody, you deserve it. Have a good day. Hopefully, you don't have to work too much. And for all of you looking for those last minute or crazy Black Friday sales, good luck to you as well. I hope you find everything that you're looking for and you have a blast doing it. So with that being said, we'll have some new products today on the show. We have a discussion of the week, which is converting a friend to wet shaving, when and when not to do it or how to do it. Training tip of the week would be a short video I did on wet shaving storage with affordable containers. We also have a really cool article from involving the company Maggards, so you won't want to miss that, and what's coming up with the podcast. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So I'd like to start off the podcast, guys, with an article that I read regarding Maggards razors. Now, recently, Maggards received a visit from U.S. Senator Gary Peters on his search and touring of small businesses. I gave him a really positive review, toured the facility with Brad and Casey Maggard, and it looked like he actually really enjoyed his time there too. So it was really, really cool to read this article. I have the link for it in the show notes, so if you guys are interested, if you haven't seen it yet, it's been a little bit around online, but it hasn't been too crazy. I'd like to definitely help out with spreading the word of this, because this is a really big deal for wet shaving, guys. This is a really big deal to have a U.S. senator tour a facility of a wet shaving company. So it shows that we're on the map. It shows that we're making an impact, and keep it up. Guys, all wet shavers out there, keep on posting, because it's getting noticed. And for Brad and Casey Maggard, congrats, and I really hope the best of luck for you after this visit. It really was interesting, and what an honor to have them in your store. So, thumbs up to you guys too. So we're gonna discuss some new products as well. We have Ginger's Garden came out with a chocolate wreath wet shaving towel soap. Now, the fragrance contains a fresh evergreen trees, basically pine, fragrant spruce, rich and dedicated chocolate with a hint of fresh, juicy orange. So this is just in time for the holidays, guys. It's available right now at Ginger's Garden. I'm really interested in this soap. It sounds awesome. I mean, you can't beat a nice Christmas soap. I know there's a few of them coming out, and I do like evergreen trees and the crisp pine, everything just really says winter to me. So check it out, gingersgarden.com. Link is in the show notes as well. So Soapy Bathman came out with the Zombie Apocalypse Shave Soap. And what this is a blend of rosemary, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and lemon. You have to check out this website, because the art on this soap is really, really cool. First zombie apocalypse soap I've seen out there, so I'm not sure if you'd have to use this soap to prevent a zombie apocalypse or to create a zombie apocalypse. So, well, let's just see. You're just going to have to try it and find out. So, guys, soapybathmen.com. Check it out. Link's in the show notes for the direct link for the zombie apocalypse. Really cool stuff. Great art on that one as well. Very interested to see how this one goes. It's been out for a little while now. But, you know, we do every 2 weeks, so sometimes we're a little bit behind. But check them out. K-ShaveWorks has just announced they have 4 new scents coming out on Black Friday. Now, there are 4 new scents. I haven't seen the scent profile on it yet. I just saw the advertisement for it. One of them is called the New York State of Shave. The other one, K-Rum. Then we have Frazzled Kilt and shaping up. Now, K-Shave Works is really a great company. Definitely want to check those guys out over there. They make some shaving brushes too. Great quality soaps. So check it out. Their Facebook page. I have the link in the show notes. Facebook.com/KShaveWorks. There's also a new scent that debuted this past week called Beechwood Forest that they came out with. This amazing soap is a blend of coconut, eucalyptus, jasmine, vetiver, and driftwood. And the testers love this soap. And it also, from what I've been hearing, it smells amazing. So check them out. Beechwood Forest from K Shave Works. Boy, I don't know what's going on with me today. I couldn't see the screen for a second. So anyway, moving right along. Fuzzy face soap. Say that three times, Sass. Fuzzy face soap. Not too bad. They came out with a new soap as well. Applejack Peel. And this smells like the yummiest apple you have had the privilege of eating and then some. It has a hot and spicy top notes of cinnamon and cloves rounding down to the mellow scent of red apples. It's especially popular during the fall and winter months when all anyone wants to do is cuddle up in front of a fire. Now that's just a really cool and really nice description, isn't it? So Applejack Peel, guys, check it out. It's on their Facebook page at facebook.com/fuzzyfacesoaps. Really interesting soap company. I actually received my first purchase from them recently. I found them on Facebook and I purchased the barbershop scent. Really liked it. Great performance. So guys, check it out. Applejack Peel, Fuzzy Face Soaps, Facebook.com, guys. Thank you. Boy, I say that three times. That's funny. Phoenix Accoutrements has the new Han Polo official soap of the Shave It World group, Facebook group. So it's based on the previous Steeplechase scent, which was very popular some time ago, based on Polo. So check it out, guys. Soap and aftershave dedicated to the Shave It World Facebook group. This is the first and only Shave It group I know of at the moment. A really cool bunch of guys using disposable blade straight razors. So it's a skill to use those razors. It's not easy to do it. I've experimented with them a few times, and I found it wasn't really for me, but I can definitely tell where there's a interest in them. There are really some cool custom ones out there now, and let me tell you, they stay sharp because you replace the blade all the time. You don't have to worry about honing it, and you can still get some really cool handles and really nice shavettes too. So check them out, phoenixaccoutrements.com, and also check out the Shave It World on Facebook. Maybe if you want to join and find out more about shavettes, give them a shout out. Also, Phoenix has the Proraso collectible tin kits. Now, this is a kit that has an old-fashioned logo, a picture on it. So it's an old-fashioned, like, retro tin, which has a pre-shave cream, a shaving cream in the tube, and an aftershave balm inside it. So there's three different types. Check them out, guys. It's really cool. It's definitely a good present. I think they're about $30. So check it out for a present if you want for a friend of yours or for... hey, for office party, anything. Secret Santa, that's an awesome present, right? So check it out, phoenixaccoutrements.com. So the discussion of the week, converting a friend to wet shaving. How and when is it not appropriate? So guys, a couple of things is, what makes me think about this is the holidays are coming. A lot of people are looking at gifts to give their significant others or friends or office party or something like that. And wet shaving is starting to get popular and people do see it online. And I've talked to a couple of people that are not in the wet shaving world, actually at my work, and they were all thinking about getting their boyfriends, husbands, or somebody else a straight razor or safety razor with a brush and soap because they think it's a really cool novelty gift. And you know what? I think it's a great idea. If you see that somebody has some interest in wet shaving, definitely give them a chance and give them a kit. Now, I would be very careful on the kit that you do buy. You don't want to buy the wrong stuff because if you buy something that's not good quality, somebody might get a little bit discouraged with it. So you want to buy decent quality. And I really am shooting out to the newbies on this discussion, because a lot of you guys that have been around for a long time, you guys know what to buy. You guys know the sites. You know what type of razors. You know where to get the best deal. And you know what to do in that situation. But for our newbies, for our people that are just starting to listen, we really want to reach out to you and let you know how to convert a friend. So when is it appropriate? It's appropriate when you hear somebody interested in it that wants to, that talks about it or mentions it. Or if you just bring it up in conversation and say, hey, have you ever seen this? And show a picture of a straight razor with a brush and say, somebody says, yeah, I'd really like to be interested in it. I'm really interested. I'd like to try it out. Okay, that's the first step. But to blindly buy somebody wet shaving stuff, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I would probably go with a safety razor if you're going to do that. Example, I bought a friend of mine a brush and soap about 4 years ago, I'd say, maybe 3-4 years ago. And they didn't mention anything. And I wanted to convert somebody. And you want to know what? That set's still sitting in probably in a box somewhere, because he's never spoken of it and never used it. And that person was actually a friend of mine. It was my father. I got him a brush and soap for Christmas, and I could pretty much guarantee he's probably never opened it. Just something that he's not into. So to be a wet shaver converting somebody, I would think to have the conversation, because I myself didn't have the conversation with him. And my parents know, or my father knows, that I am actually really big into wet shaving. So they know of my collection. I've discussed it many times, but I didn't really discuss if he was interested in it. So I kind of wasted a gift there, let's be honest. And I didn't want to, I don't want to see anybody else do that. I was just thinking about this the other day when I was looking at Christmas gifts. So when you give a gift of wet shaving, make sure that you have an initial conversation, one, and see if they're really interested in it. Because it's something that it's a real commitment to do. And you don't want it to be really like one of those novelty gifts that just sit in a drawer and, you know, get shown off here and there. Number two, when you do purchase something for them, make sure it's, like we said, quality, but make sure it's also complete. So meaning, if you're going to buy a brush, soap, and then a straight razor, make sure you have to get everything. So you're going to have to get a strop if you're getting a straight razor. You're going to have to get a brush. You're going to have to get some soap and stuff like that. With a safety razor, you're going to have to buy blades. So just do some research before you purchase the gift and make the kit complete. So then when they go to use it, they're not having to go buy other things, because that might take the converted factor out of the equation. They might actually just say, forget it, I'm not going to go do that, and not try it. So make sure that if you're going to do the kit, make sure you do a full kit. You would do a brush, soap, aftershave, razor with blades if it's a safety razor, or if you're doing a straight razor, with a strop as well, just so they're completely ready and they don't need to purchase anything else. Yes, it gets expensive, but that's kind of what we have to do in this situation, just to make sure that they are our friend is converted. And finally, guys, really, when you discuss it, don't really push it too hard. I know a lot of us are very passionate. I'm very passionate about wet shaving, but I wouldn't push it too hard with somebody, because it's something that you have to kind of want to do, because it does take practice. It's not easy. So, I mean, just to give somebody a straight razor for Christmas, saying, oh, I want to try a straight razor, you know, don't feel discouraged if they're not really into it, or if they let it put it down to the side. So certainly don't lose a friendship or a family member over it. You know, just be understanding and let them know that they'll pick it up when they're ready to do it. And I'm sure that they'll give you a call or a message regarding, hey, I'm ready. How do I use this thing? If they are ready, in fact, wanting to do this. So just you know, a few thoughts today, guys, on converting a friend to wet shaving. I know the holidays are coming up. It's a lot of us want to be, you know, very wet shavers are very giving. We're very, very generous people, and we want to share our love, because we're online all the time looking at, you know, the shave of the days, and we're purchasing 100 soaps and doing all that good stuff and really having a good time. We want to share our joy with other people, but just know how and when to do it, and not to be too pushy, because sometimes it can. Like I said, wet shaving is something that's acquired. It's not something that it does take practice, and it's not easy. So remember that, and just with a grain of salt, guys, when converting a friend to wet shaving. So moving right along, I did a quick trip, quick video, pretty poor quality. I do apologize. I did do it quick on my phone, but of wet shaving storage. Now, I have these containers that I've been using from Walmart, and they're from the in the fishing section where you put tackle in them or lures or something, and they have the adjustable compartments. They cost $3.75 or something like that, $4, whatever, and you can hold a lot of stuff in them. I have several of these holding my gear, my collection, everything like that. They hold shaving brushes, straight razors, safety razors. I have a travel kit for honing that I bring when I go meet up with friends if I'm going to touch up some razors. I use that. I use them for fountain pens. I use them for everything. You can use them for watches if you wanted to. So check it out. Check out the video. It's about 2.5 minutes long. I kept it very short. And just remember that you don't have to worry about cost on this one, because it costs $4. Big deal. If you drop it, break it, you can get another one. No big deal. So check that out on my YouTube channel. The link is in the show notes. Just click right on it. So not too many shave meetups going on, guys. I seen that. I checked out the site recently, and there wasn't too much going on. There was a few that just happened. So if you're doing a shave meetup, check out shavemeetup.com. And let the guys and gals over there know what you're doing, and ask for advice if you need something. And they'll help advertise it. It's completely free, and they'll put a nice little banner on their website for you. So check it out, shavemeetup.com. Great site, great people, and it's really, really a good service if you are trying to promote a shave meetup coming up. Also, guys, what's in store for the podcast? Well, we have a few things coming up in the podcast. We have an important announcement coming up next week, in the next cast. So be there for that. There's going to be some changes. I want you all to know about it first. I will not speak of this until the next cast on the 5th of December. So just be on the lookout for some new news and some new changes coming to the podcast very, very soon. Also, I'm working on the holiday gift giving guide. That will be debuting on Sharpologist, but I will be going over it here once it comes out. So look for that. The winter seasonal guide will be next, the 5th. We'll be going over all the winter seasonal soaps. Now, a lot of them I have discussed in past weeks, but I'm going to try and compile them all together. So if you are an artisan or a vendor and you have some seasonal stuff coming out, I will be doing it on the 5th. Please contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com as soon as you can, and let me know about it just so I don't miss it. I have my list of about 53 vendors now that I have, 53 artisans and vendors that I look through on weekly. So make sure that if you're not putting it on the site until a certain day, let me know the release date, and I will put it on the podcast on the 5th, on December 5th. And that's it, guys. It's been a great, great week. I hope everybody stays warm out there with this cold front coming through, especially on the East Coast. And have a great Thanksgiving, and have some great shave of the days. And I hope you have fun with your families, friends, and everybody else. So remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. And special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, and especially, most of all, you guys, the viewers and listeners, because you're what makes the podcast possible. Don't forget to check out my blog site at www.shavestraightandsafe.com for the latest tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And don't forget to join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable, which is a actual live video show every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I try to make it every week. Sometimes I miss a few, but guys, check it out. I'll try and be there as often as possible, and we'll talk, have your questions. And even if I'm not there, there are a lot of really experienced wet shavers on the show that will be more than happy to answer your questions. And it's a lot of fun, too. It's pretty funny. Our next show will be the 5th of December. So, guys, remember, happy shaving, shave safe, and shave straight. Oh, or is it shave straight and shave safe? We'll talk about that next show. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.